This is what has to be taught in this class. Firearm safety. Safe handling of firearms and ammunition.
Seven men sit in wooden doors of KC's Rifle Pistol Club.
You must have a
they listen to the lessons of Dan Clevenger as gun rounds are fired off just outside.
Show me how you shoot.
Clevenger is a former policeman with years of experience, training both officers and civilians.
The same thing that I teach civilians, I teach law enforcement. Okay? There's only specific times when a police officer can use deadly force. It's to protect their life or the life of somebody else. Same thing with the concealed carry permit holder.
If you decide to carry a firearm, you must be guided by high ethical conduct, good judgment, and proper training, as well as the law.
This 8-hour class is a key step in the process for acquiring a concealed carry license in Ohio.
The individual sees Jim, drops a knife, starts to run out the door. Jim shoots him in the back 5 times. Is it justified?
Clevenger spent hours going over possible scenarios that would warrant deadly force, and the students would come up with their own to get answers.
2 or 3 times to eliminate the threat. Is there ever a situation, or how does the court view if you know the threat's coming, but you have the chance?
Nathan, one of the applicants, was able to speak with me outside and explain why he was pursuing his CCW.
There's been a lot of events in the news, and this would never happen in our small neighborhood type reactions. I figure if I knew exactly why I wanted a concealed carry or weapon for that matter, I'd probably wish I already had it.
Applicants also have to spend 2 hours of training at a range, as well as take a written exam, which covers topics like gun safety, laws, and ammunition. Once you've completed your training and competency test, you have to submit an application to your local sheriff, who then performs a background check. While there are a lot of steps to take, Clevenger urges that gun owners need more training than just the bare minimum.
I want to make sure that each and everyone understands that they have to continue to train. This class really does not prepare you to carry a concealed firearm. You have to continue to train. You have to build up your proficiency. And the only way to do that is to properly train. You have to shoot as often as you can.
This is Stephen Gear, signing off.